Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, communities around the country are left with far fewer GPs, some are, than others, despite rising demand. That's according to figures obtained by the Sunday Times, revealing a widening postcode lottery in general practice. And Dr. Deirdre Collins, chairperson of the Irish College of General Practitioners, joins us this morning. Deirdre, how stark is it, the difference between, I suppose, available GPs in some parts of the country as compared to others?
Hi, good morning, Ciara, and thank you very much. And we're very pleased to see this sort of information highlighted. General practitioners are very aware of this problem, and the Irish College of GPs has published our own press releases and data on this topic over the last year to 18 months. As you say, we're very aware from the statistics we can see that there are areas of the country that are well served by general practice and by numbers in general practice, I should say. And yes, there are areas of concern. There are areas of concern in rural areas, but there are also urban areas and particularly socially deprived areas that have a problem with patient
access. So there is a pattern to the areas that are least well supplied with doctors. Is that what you're seeing?
Well, our own research in 2024 identified 4 to 5 counties close to Dublin, Kilkenny, Kildare, Meath, Monaghan, all of which fell below what we would have considered an optimum number of GPs per head of population.
Okay. Obviously, that's a problem for patients because they can't access GPs. There's longer waiting times. Are we seeing that reflected in longer waiting times? And are we seeing that reflected in any way in terms of poorer outcomes for patients, or do we know?
Well, there are concerns when research is done that obviously general practice is the first point of contact. It's the cornerstone of an integrated and responsive health system. So we know that general practitioners with patients at the centre of their world is the core to delivering good, high quality patient care. And obviously without that, there are concerns that it could lead to more adverse outcomes and a lessening in healthcare for people. So yes, we are aware that delays in access and lack of access to a general practitioner, a trained general practitioner, can have adverse outcomes.
Okay. In the short to medium term, can anything be done to address this? Is there a way of incentivizing GPs into certain areas, or there simply isn't?
So there's many things that can be done, and there's many things that we have already done. We have made a submission to the Department of Health in recent months called Strengthening the Future of GP Care in Ireland. And yes, we can identify things. We've already, with the support of the Department of Health and the HSE, we've expanded our training places. So in 2017, we had 170 GPs every year coming into training. We now have 350. So at the moment, we have almost 1,200 GPs in training with the college. We are also looking at regional and rural support structures with what's called our International Medical Graduate Rural Programme, which supports international graduates who come to work in Ireland. We do strongly recommend that there is ongoing support for GPs in terms of as what's called bricks and mortar in helping to create infrastructure. That is not just buildings, but it's also IT infrastructure, and then providing the supports and the resources that a GP practice team, because I think it's important here to remember that a practice team is the GP, but it's also GP nurse and the admin staff who support all of that work going on in the community.
Dr. Deirdre Collins, Chairperson of the Irish College of General Practitioners, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.